Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Taylor Swift on 198. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. I think you heard all our names during Miss Connections because it got a little tense. So we're going to change from Craigslist Miss Connections and, you know, the seedier side of the world to kids and G-rated movies.
Yeah, and these are the G-rated movies that scarred you as a kid. There is a list going viral of the scariest G-rated movies that came out before the PG-13 rating system.
Oh, yeah.
So some of these may have been a different rating now than they were then. And a couple of these I'm looking at going, yeah, I can remember seeing that and being scared by that. Do you guys off the top of your head think of any, you know, and I would primarily think of a Disney cartoon or something you saw as a kid that you remember scarring you?
Yeah, I mean, I glanced at the list. A lot of them that I remember had, you know, dark moments. And it's weird now seeing them as an adult, you know, with my nephews in mind and being like, oh, that's going to terrify them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked about before a lot of the Disney movies where, you know, unfortunately, the parent dies
yes.
in the first act.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
I don't remember any G-rated movies I was scared of when I was a kid, but I've, like, accidentally tortured my children. Years ago, we watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 60s cartoon version. You know, comes on every holiday. It's for all the kids. And my son was freaked out for years. I think he was like a year and a half or two and a half when he saw it. And I get it. Like this angry green guy coming down your fireplace and stealing all of the presents. We didn't make it to the end. I was like, but his heart grows.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. He gives all the presents back. He didn't want to hear it. And every night he would ask me, he's like, are all the doors locked? Is the Grinch going to come in the middle of the night? Oh, yeah. It was bad. And I was like,
what's his relationship like with the Grinch now? Did he see the Jim Carrey one?
Oh, yeah. He's watched the Jim Carrey one a ton of times. We saw the new animated one that came out a couple years ago. He's fine with it. But then there were other films like Finding Nemo. You know, there's the part with Bruce, the scary shark. And I remember him looking at me and I just started, after the Grinch, I like started laughing and I was like, oh, Bruce, so funny. And he thought Bruce, like, he thought the scary parts were the most hilarious parts of the film and went to, so it's like all about how you handle it.
Yeah,
maybe
it's weird because okay, one of the movies on this list is Toy Story 3.
Oh, at the end in the incinerator.
Yeah, all at the point where they're all at the brink of destruction
and the evil toy.
Yeah,
I've never seen any Toy Stories. I know people hate me for that, but it came up this weekend. My sister was saying that's the one that they don't watch because that's Will's favorite movie of all time is the original.
Yeah,
but they won't do number three.
Yeah, I wouldn't do number three, and number four's kind of heartbreaking too.
Yeah,
I apologize for what I did. It's actually for Will. It's Citizen Kane, and then Toy Story.
Understandable.
Not sure. I just don't want to.
Monsters Inc. is also on this list.
That was one of my kids' favorites for years, which is like counterintuitive because it's all about monsters coming through your closet and scaring you,
right?
But Mike and Sully. Sully is so sweet.
The Princess and the Frog makes this list. Primarily because of the fate of Dr. Facilier at the very end, where he gets dragged down into the underworld.
He's it's a pretty scary. Evil.
Yeah. What year is that one?
That was 2009. That's actually Disney's, I want to say, their last hand-drawn animated film. That's the last
that
before
one.
Computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was called that.
Oh my gosh. My daughter loves Tiana. She's her favorite princess.
Pinocchio is on this list.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
Are you kidding me? That whole crazy thing.
The Pleasure Island and the kids turn to donkeys?
Yes, I do remember that as a kid and remember not being a fan. That was real scary.
Yeah, Hunchback of Notre Dame, I understand. Okay, that's the one where, you know, you get it with, you know, the rounding up of the gypsies and they're... He was going to burn the house down, man. It's a little... Yeah, I get... There's some of these that I understand. And then The Secret of Nim. You guys ever see that one?
Yeah, terrifying.
Where the rats are... Where the rats and the mice are... They have kind of almost human intelligence.
Yeah, real scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I think I've blocked all this stuff. Maybe I did have scary moments as a kid, but I've just blocked it all out and suppressed those memories.
The one on the list here that's not an animated film is one, I want to say it's by Michael Crichton, called The Andromeda Strain. I didn't realize it was rated G. It's about a biological weapon from outer space that kills everyone in its path.
Sounds like a touching Andromeda Strain is rated G.
It's rated G. How does that get a G rating?
I don't know. I remember that movie. How on earth is that a G?
I don't think it's supposed to be a kids movie.
Yeah, they got to block off the entire area there. They're underground. All the scientists die. Yeah.
That's a G movie.
Even the art for it looks terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're kind of living it right now, so I don't know.
Yeah,
so. Maybe it's good prep.
maybe you want to add to this list. I don't know. Give us a text. 531-9898. Tell us the G-rated movie that scared you or scarred you as a child, and then we'll give you more suggestions to keep away from your kids as we head into Halloween.
I get up, I get down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!